Business operations hobbled again. This week, Universal Studios Resort in Beijing was shut to comply with pandemic controls. It's the second time it's closed because of COVID curbs since opening in September last year. Outbreaks across the country have triggered a new wave of lockdowns in cities including Guangzhou, Wuhan, and here in the capital. For companies, it's created ongoing uncertainty, but there's still plenty of support for the government's zero COVID approach.
Because it's a stable policy, society is progressing swiftly, and there is prosperity everywhere.
Investors don't appear to share that sentiment. A day after China unveiled its new leadership, markets plummeted. On Monday, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index sank its furthest since the 2008 global financial crisis. The yuan weakened to a 14-year low as people weighed the prospect of prolonged COVID restrictions.
Now, there was always an expectation that the Politburo Standing Committee, remember that's China's highest level of government, would be packed with individuals aligned with Xi Jinping, who has repeatedly defended his zero COVID policy. But what was disappointing for many people was there wasn't even a hint of how the country might move on from it.
Since Monday's market meltdown, China's central bank said it would keep capital markets steady, bringing back some calm. There was a small sign of easing border controls as well. Authorities said from this weekend, China would boost international flights by more than double the current levels, still totaling only about 800 a week, just a fraction of pre-pandemic numbers.
The increase of flights is basically a message of we go from virtually nothing to nothing. It's not really going to swing the needle, in particular, as the world is not waiting for China.
COVID curbs have also kept pressure on the country's indebted developers. Home prices fell for a 13th straight month in September, according to official data.
Actually, this is one of the key areas that we would like to see some news or policy details on. I think it would definitely help if we get some stability in terms of the debt situation, the ability for some of the troubled companies to get access to capital.
Many fear China's new leadership will prioritize ideology over the economy. But for now, it seems their biggest concern may be a lack of any change in policy direction. Patrick Falk, Al Jazeera, Beijing.